Okay, so the idea of drinking socially from a biblical standpoint, I would say it's, you know, it's actually okay. And I know that some people are going to be like jumping up and down right now, but the Bible never condemns drinking wine. And in fact, you look at the Apostle Paul, he actually told Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach problems. So, I mean, like the fact that, here's the thing, Jesus, his first miracle was turning water into wine. Mm-hmm. Jesus drank wine. Mm-hmm. So, and Jesus was sinless. Mm-hmm. So to people who say, if you drink wine, you're sinning. Well, then obviously Jesus sinned because of what you just said. You know, yeah. Like it's not true. All the Bible does say is don't get drunk, mm-hmm. or basically don't be led by it, as some mm-hmm. translations put it. Because as I mentioned, the Apostle Paul actually recommended Timothy to take a little wine for his stomach problems as he was having. And, you know, if Paul was wrong, then obviously the Apostle Paul commanded Timothy to sin. Mm-hmm. So think about that. The stigma of alcohol is what people are afraid of because of what excesses of alcohol does to people. So, yeah. You know, you lose your inhibitions, you drop their guards and, you know, leading them to do things they would not in their right mind ever do. But that's from, you know, people who are drunk. Okay. There is no biblical precedent for total abstention from alcohol. And even those who are against consuming alcohol will actually admit that. Now, there are some verses that they try and point to, like Proverbs 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, beer a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. So you see the key words here is led astray by them. Mm-hmm. It didn't say, you know, do not have them. In Proverbs 31, verse 4, it's very interesting. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer. So basically for those in positions of authority and government, not recommended, basically, for them to drink so that, you know, it impairs their judgment. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, even the idea of having a cold one with friends, you know, kind of raises the public eye. To, you know, like, there's a lot of churches where it can ruffle feathers and stuff. This is why scripture says if you're in government, it's not a good idea to drink at all, to get the impression you might be a drunk. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, because we've all had, you know, past leaders, different levels, you know, when they have like, you know, a couple of drinks or whatever, you kind of look at them and go, oh, you know, what are they doing? Right.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, when it comes to just the average everyday Christian, you know, while the Bible doesn't say, you know, you shouldn't drink at all, be smart about it. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. You got to ask yourself too, like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people are like, I don't even like the taste of it, but I just drink it. I force myself because everyone else is. And I was like, I don't really know. I don't know if that's like a wise thing to do.
Yeah. And
you're kind of just forcing yourself to.
Here's the other thing. There was a guy years ago in a small group study that this is when I was in my early 20s. And, you know, he was saying, you know, oh, there's nothing better than coming home from a hard day at work and just, you know,
just cracking a cold one.
Cracking a cold one and, you know, getting a good buzz on. I'm like,
getting a good buzz on? What?
And he's saying this in a small group. I'm like,
he's like, praise the Lord.
Hang on a second here. If that's your purpose to get a, you know, a bit of a buzz going,
yeah,
then your motivations are wrong.
Well, and I remember talking to someone too, and it started out innocently, but it's just like anything. You really need to watch yourself. You need to know your personality because they were building up a habit. Okay, as soon as I get home from work, I open the fridge, I have a beer or two or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And here we start to trend in bad things. Doesn't matter too, by the way. Like, of course, we're talking about alcohol, but it could be fast food.
Yeah.
Every single day I go out. Next thing you know, you're overweight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's so easy to like, let's change to from alcohol to like, say, you know, those little 10 pack of mini chocolate bars from Dollarama.
Oh, he's coming for me. Let's not talk about espresso though. Let's cut before we get to that. Okay. It's completely acceptable.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Just blanket acceptance.